everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I'm going to start today by telling you that there's a new episode of Extreme Genes Family History Radio, and it's featuring a heroic story of surviving a plane crash during World War II. Just a really, really neat one. There's also a new episode of Stories from General Conference, and it's featuring talks from past general conferences, and it's centered on the theme of agency. So both of these programs, including all of our old episodes and new episodes, can be found and downloaded at mormonchannel.org. But today I'm going to share a clip with you that comes from a story that likely all of us have heard many times before. And this is an interesting take on the story of the ugly duckling. And as you listen to it, I want you to relate it to your own self-worth and your own identity.
God has given again in these latter days the truth about where we came from, why we're here, and where we are going. Much of the confusion we experience in this life comes from simply not understanding who we are. One of the most beloved storytellers of all time was the Danish writer Hans Christian Andersen. In one of his stories, The Ugly Duckling, a mother duck discovers that one of her newly hatched chicks is unusually large and very ugly. The other ducklings cannot leave the ugly child alone. They punish him mercilessly. The ugly duckling decides it would be better for everyone if he left his family, and so he ran away. Then one day, he sees flying overhead a flock of majestic birds. He takes flight and follows them to a beautiful lake. The ugly duckling looks into the water and sees a reflection of a magnificent swan. The ugly duckling realizes that the reflection is his own. He has discovered who he really is. Think of where you come from. You are sons and daughters of the greatest, most glorious being in the universe. He loves you with an infinite love. He wants the best for you. This knowledge changes everything. It changes your present, it can change your future, and it can change the world. If only we understood who we are and what is in store for us, our hearts would overflow with such gratitude and happiness that it would enlighten even the darkest sorrows with the light and love of God. Of course, there will always be voices telling you that you are foolish to believe that you are swans, insisting that you are but ugly ducklings and that you can't expect to become anything else. But you know better. You are no ordinary beings. You are glorious and eternal. I plead with you, just look into the water and see your true reflection. It is my prayer and blessing that when you look at your reflection, you will be able to see beyond imperfections and self-doubts and recognize who you truly are, glorious sons and daughters of Almighty God, in the sacred name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us over an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post them on our Facebook wall today. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.